Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Inside Syracuse Basketball with Mike Waters. Presented by Syracuse.com.
College basketball is a great thing. Anything can happen.
Welcome to the Inside Syracuse Basketball Podcast. I'm Mike Waters. Today on the podcast, I'm joined by Jimmy Boeheim, who just last week announced that he would transfer from Cornell to Syracuse. I talked with Jimmy about deciding to play for his father and alongside his brother Buddy. Who were his favorite Syracuse players growing up? And what does he expect his role to be on next year's team? We have a great guest joining us today. Actually, the newest member of the Syracuse University basketball program, a young man named Jimmy Boeheim. Now, that's kind of a tricky last name, Jimmy. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it. You got it right. Some people say Boeheim. I don't know. Go with what you go with, whatever you want.
I don't think you have to worry about having anybody mispronounce it. It's fairly well known up here.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Last Friday, of course, you announced that you will transfer from Cornell to Syracuse. Now, let's be clear. It's not a transfer. You're graduating from Cornell, right? You're gonna have your degree within a month.
Yep. Looking forward to getting that degree. And then, yeah, it'll be a grad transfer.
And then coming into Syracuse. And as it stands right now, you'll have 1 year of eligibility.
Yep.
I was wondering, when you made your decision that you were going to indeed come to Syracuse, who was the first person you let in on that? Who was the first person you told?
You mean aside from the family and stuff? Or
no, even within the family. Who was the first person?
I mean, probably my mom and my dad at the same time, just having the conversation together. I'd say both of them at the same time.
Was this a conversation sort of like, you know, everyone sitting around the kitchen table and like, okay, we need to sit down. We need a decision here soon and let's go over the pros and cons? Or was it just in the middle of breakfast?
No, you know, I mean, it was kind of a gradual overtime type of thing. You know, obviously knew it was a possibility. You know, I made it pretty clear that, you know, I was going to come if the situation was right. Like probably, I don't know, a few weeks ago, whatever it was. So, you know, as, you know, the madness of the transfer portal started unfolding, you know, it was pretty much known before I even really had to say it for sure. So it was really pretty casual, you know, kind of wasn't a surprise to either of them. But, you know, when it was, you know, time to make it official, it was still really exciting. A lot of emotions, stuff like that.
Was there a celebration last Friday or anytime?
Nothing crazy. I mean, I've been in Ithaca at school the last probably a couple weeks ago I came back. So, you know, nothing crazy, just talking on the phone, stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So you said you're in Ithaca, and actually this is you're in your apartment or whatever down in Ithaca.
Yeah. Better. I live with some of my other teammates in a house here in Ithaca.
And there's a Syracuse banner though on the wall. How are they? Are they okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, that's been up since my sophomore year. I mean, they know I'm still a Syracuse fan. I've been a Syracuse fan every game of the year, watching every game. All my teammates have become Syracuse fans too. We watch all the games together. A lot of them have gotten to know Buddy pretty well. So, you know, just we've always been cheering them on. every game except one, of course, when we come to the Carry Dome. But I mean, other than that, I mean, these last 3 years, I've still been as big of a Syracuse fan as I was when I was 12 years old growing up. So yeah, I mean, that's why that's up there. It's also just, you know, my hometown too, you know, home city. You know, I love Syracuse for more than just SU basketball. I mean, just everything that it is. So it's kind of got that intertwined with it too.
And I was wondering, as you were contemplating, you know, coming to Syracuse, did you talk to Buddy about his experiences of being the coach's son and what's it like, and what's it like being coached by your dad? Is it something you want to do? And also just the whole dynamic of, you know, being the coach's son in a community like Syracuse, and, you know, you're going to have, you know, people on message boards and callers to radio stations saying he shouldn't play, he's the coach's son, blah, blah, blah. You know, did you go over some of this stuff with your kid brother?
Yeah, you know, we definitely talked about it a little bit. I've seen a lot of it firsthand too, from just seeing what people have said about him throughout the years and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, we talked about it briefly, but, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, everyone's got people that are going to say negative stuff about him. You know, I mean, LeBron has people that says, you know, that hate on him, you know? So, I mean, of course I'm going to get some, but he's obviously gotten some throughout the year. I think he's probably got less now after his last little run there.
A little bit.
But you know, what was that?
Sorry. I said a little bit less. Yes.
Yeah. A little bit less, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, Syracuse has the best fan base in the country, I believe. And, you know, while there may be a couple people here and there, you know, saying stuff like that, you know, I know 99% is still backing me and, you know, supporting. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a small price to pay for, you know, getting to come home and play. And, you know, I believe in myself. I believe in the work I put in. And then the day my teammates will believe in the coaches. And, you know, that's what really matters. And I'm just going to go out there and do everything I can every day to make us a better team and win a lot of games.
What about being coached by your dad, that part of the dynamic?
Yeah. You know, I'm excited about that too. You know, I've talked to Buddy about it. Obviously he's loved it. And, you know, I think my dad and I we're pretty mature. I think we can, you know, keep on what's on the court and separate the two. But, you know, I'm really excited for it. Getting a more direct approach. You know, obviously I've heard from him after every game and, you know, in the summers working out and stuff like that, him telling me what I need to get better on and stuff like that. But I'm ready for a more direct approach. I think, you know, he understands my game obviously as well or better than anyone. So, you know, I'm just excited to get there and be coached by him. And, you know, obviously the other assistant coaches who, you know, I've developed great relationships with as well.
You know, it's funny, a lot of folks, I was thinking, you know, if their fathers coach them, it was in T-ball or little league or, you know, bitty basketball, maybe middle school or something. Did your dad ever coach you or Buddy in anything? Because he's so busy coaching a basketball.
Right. Yeah. He never coached me. Never directly. Yeah. It was always just the other stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it.
Who are your favorite players growing up?
I'm a huge LeBron guy. I love watching LeBron. Love LeBron. I really like Steph Curry. Appreciate him and the way he's changed the game. And, you know, I mean, just how can you not love watching him? I mean, the stuff he does on a nightly basis is crazy. You know, Kevin Durant, the way he scores, and obviously Melo. Love watching Melo from a pro perspective. Do you want college perspective too? Or
well, that'll be part two to the question.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously Carmelo works both ways. But, you know, aside from just him, I mean, obviously G-Mac was one always that I, you know, love watching. You know, Michael Carter Williams was one, you know, with his run, he was unbelievable. I mean, I can go on and on. Trevor Cooney, Andy Routins, you know, two great players, Andy being from Syracuse too. I mean, it's hard to just pick a few, really. I mean, there's so many of them throughout the years that I've loved watching. Rakeem Christmas, you know, the way he played inside, especially his senior year, really sticks out to me. But, you know, I mean, I got love for all the guys before. There's so many of them.
So when you come to Syracuse, are you the new guy or are you the old guy?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, I know a lot of the guys just from being around in the summers and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, we got a lot of new guys coming in, so I guess we're all coming in new together. I guess me being a little older and having a little more experience, you know, we'll see how it goes, I guess. It'll be interesting for sure, you know. I mean, because me and Buddy will both be seniors technically, you know, him being there for his fourth year now, but, you know, me still being the older brother, it'll be interesting. But, you know, he's been there, and I'm going to, you know, listen to him, especially in the beginning and what he has to say. It'll be interesting. It'll be cool. I'm excited for it.
I don't know if you remember, but in Buddy's freshman year, early in the season, there was a game down at the Garden, and we noticed that the name on the back of the jersey was misspelled.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do. I was going to ask you, do you think they'll get your name right? But did you give your brother any crap over that one?
That was funny. I think we just laughed about it. That was in the Garden. It was Oregon or one of those games.
It was the game before they played Connecticut the first night.
Yeah, that's right. They played UConn.
I think it was the Connecticut game because it was
all year
they wore the road uniforms.
Yeah. You're right. We just laughed about it. That was funny. I mean, it was really funny.
I mean, of all names to get wrong, right?
I know. That's it's funny stuff. I wonder where that jersey is.
Oh, if your brother doesn't still have it.
I'd hope he does. I mean, that's a great memory. It's a funny one. It's like a good auction item for the gala one of these years.
Oh, man, that would be great. And the gala's coming up on Saturday. We'll give it a little plug there. Let's see if we can get a misspelled Bayon jersey.
There you go.
Are you looking forward to that? You know, I know you had your name on the back of the jersey at Cornell, but your name on the back of a jersey that says Syracuse on the front. I mean, have you even thought about how special that's going to be?
Yeah, I mean, it really is just surreal. I mean, just going back to Friday and, you know, I remember, you know, clicking posts and it being out there, like I was almost like shaking. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, because it was never really in the plan to come back to Syracuse. You know, I was just going to finish things out here. But, you know, given what happened last year and just the circumstances, it just, you know, it kind of fell into place. So, I mean, yeah, just the thought of my name on the back of a Syracuse jersey is, you know, crazy and something I'm really excited to about, you know, seeing my name on a locker in Mello and in the Carrier Dome. I mean, it's really crazy stuff that, you know, I could have never really imagined would happen. But, you know, I mean, I'm so grateful for the opportunity and I really just can't wait to get to work.
Does it make up for the disappointment over what happened this past season with your scheduling, the season at Cornell, the Ivy League shutting everything down? Because I know that had to just be terribly disappointing, especially since it was your senior year.
Yeah, you know, it'll always stick with me a little bit. I'll be a little disappointed. You know, I think I had some unfinished business here at Cornell and me and my teammates. And, you know, I was really looking forward to this year. I feel like we've been kind of building towards something. And, you know, it'll always sting a little bit to not get that last year with my teammates here. But, you know, like you said, it is bittersweet. I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I'm sure when I put that jersey on for first game, you know, next year, it'll be all those feelings will kind of go away for the time. And, you know, I'll just really enjoy next year. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's not the end of the world that I didn't get to play this year, but yeah, just really looking forward to next year.
What do you
make me? I guess it makes me appreciate it that much more as well. It's given me more of an appreciation for, you know, the opportunity to get to go out there and play Division I basketball.
Cool. What do you envision your role being on next year's team?
Yeah. I mean, I think I can do a little bit of everything wherever they really need me. You know, I think I'm pretty versatile playing inside, playing outside, playing the high post, low post, you know, being a little bit of a passer, playmaker, getting into the lane. You know, shooting, you know, whatever it is they need, really. I think I'm pretty versatile. I'm excited to see exactly, you know, the spots I go in and, you know, they plug me in next year, but, you know, I'm ready for whatever it is.
Now, your first basket you ever made in college for Cornell was at Syracuse. So like when the game starts in the opener next year, should we see you just naturally float over in front of the SU bench and wait for the shot?
I guess that's my spot right now in the Carrier Dome. I mean, yeah, it's pretty crazy how full circle it's all gone. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, that shot's something I'll remember for the rest of my life. Just pretty crazy moment. I wish I remembered it a little more. I kind of just you know, completely went blank when it happened and didn't really, I guess, realize what actually happened until that first media. But, you know, yeah, I guess that'll be my spot I'm looking for in the beginning, in the first couple of games.
You might know a guard who could get you the ball, maybe. you grew up with him. who was the bigger fan, Syracuse fan, growing up? You or Buddy?
I think it's hard to distinguish. I mean, it was both of our whole lives, whole childhoods. You know, we took different approaches to it. You know, if we Syracuse lost, you know, Buddy went in the other room crying, screaming, crying. And, you know, I was the type to, you know, like punch a wall, yell, like stuff like that. We kind of not punch a wall, but that was just a, you know, exaggeration, yeah. you know, yell and scream. And I wouldn't necessarily break down to tears most of the time, but, you know, that was kind of Buddy's reaction to it. But, you know, we were both just so invested. It was everything to us, you know, say we lost at the Carry Dome, you know, we wouldn't say a word on the way home. We'd be just devastated, waiting for Dad to come home so we could break down the game and, you know, figure out what went wrong and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's hard to distinguish. We both, I mean, just have loved it our whole lives. So
earlier this year, your mom told me that this past season, when you were home, because you weren't playing at Cornell and the, you know, classes were virtual, that your dad would come home from home games and you'd watch the games with him. What was that like?
Yeah, it was really fun. I think I learned a lot, and, you know, I was glad I was someone that, you know, he could come home to and just, you know, bounce ideas off of. You know, I could give him some of my insights on what I saw. You know, obviously I don't really compare to what he and the coaches saw, but, you know, just what I saw from a player's perspective, I guess, kind of more of an unbiased source. So, you know, I mean, I really enjoyed just sitting there watching the games, you know, talking over, you know, what went wrong, you know, just stuff like that. So I think I learned a lot from all those experiences. Yeah, it was just really something really special.
Was that part of the whole, did that factor into the, yeah, I think I might want to play at Syracuse because I'm having a little fun here with Dad, like breaking down film, and we're on the same wavelength a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was necessarily a contributing factor, but it was just cool to see, you know, how he thought about the game and, you know, how he wanted his teams to play and, you know, like the specific roles and, you know, me envisioning myself in some of those roles and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, it was just cool. Really cool.
How soon can you, by NCAA rules or whatever, how soon can you like join in on workouts at the Mello Center? Do you either have to graduate from Cornell first, or can you sign a letter of intent and automatically get going? How does that work?
Yeah. I think especially with COVID, it makes it hard. I don't know exactly what the protocols are, the Mello Center, but I think it'll be once summer classes start, I'll be enrolled, which is June, the beginning of June. So I think around then is when I'll officially be able to get into Mello.
Got to be looking forward to that day too, right? Almost all these first days are going to be special this year.
Definitely. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of really special, a lot to take in just, you know, 1 year, you know, I'm sure it's going to fly by. So I'm going to do my best to take it all in every step of the way.
Who have you heard from since you announced your decision last Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from everyone. I mean, I feel like everyone in my life has reached out. It's been awesome. And, you know, not just people I know, it's almost been more special to hear from all the fans that, you know, I don't know. You know, just going on Twitter, on my Instagram, you know, all these just amazing comments and messages, you know, welcoming me, like, I mean, just being so excited for me to come. I mean, thanking me for coming. And I'm like, you don't have to thank me. Like, this is, you know, this is a dream. This is awesome. So, you know, just hearing from all the fans has really been just as special as hearing from, you know, the people even in my life. So, yeah, just really, really exciting.
You're going to room with Buddy next year?
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. We haven't roomed together since we were about, I don't know, probably 12 years. We shared a room until probably 10, 11. We had bunk beds, the whole thing. And then I finally got my own room, moved out. Too much SpongeBob in there for me, I guess. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. He's a little messy. He's a little messy for me. I tend to keep things a little more clean and stuff. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll see. Yeah, next fall. Yeah. Whether you're rooming with Brady or not. then we'll know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times if there's a fight in practice, people want to make a big deal of it. I'm guessing next year, if there's a fight in practice between you and Buddy, it's no big deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be same old thing. I mean, it'll be different now that we're on the same team, I guess. You know, we were always competing against each other. But, you know, I think any good team has those little disagreements now and then. It's just the competitive nature of the team. And, you know, you walk off and, you know, you're still together and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be some. I don't know. We'll see it. It's all out of love. And, you know, I'm really excited to, you know, play alongside him again. It's been since I was a senior at JD, he was a sophomore, and, you know, just seeing how far his game's come since then, I'm really excited to play alongside him now.
Well, that's a good place to end it on. Jimmy, I know you're excited. I know a lot of Syracuse fans are excited to see you and your brother play for Syracuse next year, coached by your dad. Congratulations on your decision. I do think it's a nice special way to cap a career, especially given the way this past season wasn't able to be played at Cornell because of the Ivy League. So congratulations and thanks for joining me here on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I want to thank Jimmy for joining me on the podcast today. And thanks to you out there as well for listening in. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast and follow all of our complete coverage of Syracuse basketball on Syracuse.com.